The restaurant is located on a terrace affording views of the Tonnell Pass below and the peaks above. During the Great War, the pass marked the border between the Kingdom of Italy and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The ossuary monument where the bodies of nearly 900 war dead are buried was built right on the border. The monument was built in 1922 and made into an ossuary in 1933 when the bodies of 847 soldiers from the various military graveyards in the area were taken there. The views from here, in the direction of the pass, include Paradiso Pass in the center, Punta di Castellaccio to the west and the Monticelli Ridge to the east. To the east, in the distance, the Presenella is visible with Cima Cadi behind it to the east and Mountain Serradine to the west. There are elements of great nature interest in this itinerary right from the start, and these interweave with its World War I interest in an unexpected way. The itinerary begins near the Tonnell peat marshes in the Adamello Park, whose environmental value has led to them being recognized by the European Union as a special conservation zone. Peat marshes are increasingly rare habitats of great environmental importance. They form where low temperatures, high acidity and stagnant water mean that vegetation decomposes extremely slowly. Decomposed vegetation accumulates in what were once small lakes or ditches and fills them in entirely. Here the very unusual peat vegetation is made up of sedges, grasses and, above all, some unusual mosses, sphagnum. The high acidity of the peaty soil makes it especially poor in nutrients, particularly nitrogen. Certain species compensate for this by capturing small insects. This is the case of Pinguicola alpina and the very rare Drosera rotundifolia. Here war generated life. Some of the ditches in the peat marshes are actually craters caused by Austro-Hungarian shells on this section of the front. These ditches created free water spaces and slowed down the filling in process in the peat marshes and their evolution into meadows and then forests, thus prolonging their life. Unusual vegetation has also developed around these craters, and these have thus contributed to the area and #8217 overall biodiversity.